Bonjour, welcome to Careless Minds. This one is about the French Revolution and Napoleon. And with me is Philip Burford and Ryan Jelly and Darren Turner. How's it going, fellas?
Can I do a French impression?
No.
Je suis Napoleon!
That was great.
No.
In this episode, I am Napoleon. Did he only have one hand, or is that going to be a question later on?
He just
I filled himself up when he was out in the bath.
Oh, is that what it is? It's like your modern day chaff.
That's what it was.
Yeah, okay.
It's like the 18th century version of a chaff. Wow. Anyway, let's kick right into this and start with would you rather.
Okay. Well, the change.
For a change, you know. Oh,
sounds good.
Hit me with the first one with your little pointy sword, Darren.
Hit you with a ribbon stick.
They didn't have rhythm sticks in the French Revolution.
Well, I don't know what a rhythm stick is. What is a rhythm stick? I don't know what a rhythm stick is.
I don't know, it's half a song.
It's just a drum stick.
I didn't really... to be honest, I didn't really think about what I was saying.
Right, you just said it.
Yeah, I just said it.
Very impulsive for you, Darren. Yeah,
it's one of your main problems, that Darren. You just say what you see, don't you, without even thinking.
Right, anyway, shall I begin? Am I okay to begin now?
And speak up.
Okay, I'll speak up. La, la, la. Would you rather... be in Paris during the French Revolution or when the Nazis occupied it?
I don't know much about both, really, but with my lack of knowledge, I'd rather pick be in Paris during the French Revolution, I think.
Okay.
The Nazis were badass, right?
Badass.
They lost. They didn't that badass.
That's true.
Yeah, but they did take over most of Europe before they lost. So
still
that
lost.
Is pretty badass, seen as...
loss is a loss.
The only countries that were supporting them is Japan and Italy.
Loss is a loss, no.
Still a loss, yeah, but so there would be quite a force to reckon with. Anyway, which obviously. One would you pick?
I think I'd go with the Nazi occupation, so I could be in like all the cool tunnels that they used in the resistance.
Yeah, tunnels in the French Revolution.
I know, but they weren't as cool as the ones in the World War II.
Are you being a bad guy or a good guy in this scenario? I don't understand. Like, are you running away from someone? Oh, you mean a... Mm-hmm. Okay, right, okay, yeah.
I was just curious. I think I see it.
I think I want to be a Nazi, Phil.
Yeah, with that little look in your eye.
I can imagine
you as a Nazi. I thought maybe, I don't know, you had a little look in your eye like you were ready to kill someone when you said it.
Ready to kill you at all times when I'm in your company. So
like as if you were chasing someone. No. Okay, then.
Number two, which is very similar to the previous one. Would you ever live in Paris in the medieval times or during the French Revolution?
Oh, is it the medieval times?
The
medieval times suck a fat knob. That's what the medieval times can do.
It would have sucked a fat knob to live in them, but...
neither of them are particularly enjoyable, so I'm just going to go with the French Revolution because I really hate the Middle Ages.
I agree. I hate the Middle Ages too. Be gone with the Middle Ages. So old-fashioned.
So
that's what I might put into Earth 52 this week. Oh, the Middle Ages.
That's a good one.
Number three, would you rather be a part of the French Revolution or the Russian Revolution? Russian Revolution was in 1917. Phil, I know it's kind of a hard question, but I ran out of things to ask.
It's very I don't know.
Shit.
There's a lot of words like revolution and Middle Ages going on in this story.
It would be seen as it's about the French Revolution and Napoleon.
I don't know anything about either. I'm going to go with Russian Revolution because...
more modern.
Yeah, more modern.
Ryan?
I'll go with Phil.
Yeah, it was a pretty rubbish question, to tell you the truth. But it's all you want to think of. So I just left it in.
You know nothing about the Russian Revolution, do you?
Yeah, you're not going to like any of this, though. To be honest with you. Number four, would you rather fight in the Napoleonic Wars or World War II?
Let's go with World War II because it's a little bit more modern. On what side? Whose team
British.
Am I on? Yeah, I guess I'll pick World War II. Maybe I could fly a Spitfire.
If I was to be in the Napoleonic War, am I on a ship?
No, you're just an ammo trooper.
Oh, that changes everything then. I'd rather be in the World War II.
Why would you like being an old fashioned man of warship?
It just, I don't know, at least the scenery is nice.
I think you'd definitely get scurvy.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I don't know what scurvy is.
You'd be a deckhand as well.
What is scurvy?
It's a disease.
Oh, right. What does it do?
A very nice disease.
Don't know. I think it rots your teeth out, among other things.
All right. And did you only get it in the sea?
Is it? No, it was just common on ships, wasn't it? Oh, vitamin okay. C deficiency. I think.
Yeah, I think they didn't have much food.
Oh, okay.
So. Yeah. Another one which is more or less the same as the previous one.
Okay.
Would you rather be in the Napoleonic Wars or a sword and shield kind of battle?
In the Napoleonic War, are they using those old-fashioned guns?
Yeah, muskets.
Is that what they're called, yeah?
Only single shot, then you got put the thing back in, stamp it down. Not very practical.
You have a cavalry coming over with the swords.
So there's a slim chance of a double kill.
You could get a double kill, I suppose.
Maybe.
Very rare that it would have happened, but...
I do think I would rather be in the Napoleonic War, though. Only because I'm a bit of a coward, me, in war. Or at least I think I would be. Swords and shields. I've said this before in a previous podcast. You're very up close and personal. I don't like that.
You'd prefer to be fighting at a distance. Distance. With the rifle, yeah.
I would camp my ass off.
Yeah, but you can't really camp with a musket, tied with. I suppose you probably can, but have you not seen how they fought back then? They just basically stood in a line, like the enemy shot at them.
Yeah.
Then it would be their turn to shoot back.
But it's well, like a Pokemon battle.
Yeah, kind of.
Maybe that's where they were
until
going.
Until they actually get the cavalry to come in and just wrap them out from
the
side.
It's all a little bit grim, this, isn't it?
It is. Darren likes his grim ones. Yeah.
Darren the Grim Reaper.
I like history, and history happens to be quite grim.
I'm not sure that's true, Darren. I think you like gore. I think you're like, go on, chop his head off, lad! Like
it's just cut his guts out!
No, it's not that. It's just...
Definitely is. That's why you like Game of Thrones.
I think you like...
It's much more to Game of Thrones than gore.
There's not. It's pretty much 90% of it.
It's not.
I think if we ever bought you like a pet rabbit, it would be dead in a week.
And I would have killed a rabbit.
You'd just be like, kind of tension, like, I could kill this thing, I could kill it. Next thing
is... I'd just kill it because you bought it, man.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Pull a little bit
around.
Can't buy one rabbit on its own, you need to buy two.
Yeah. All right, there you go, two.
I did not know that.
You could have twice as fun, one for each hand now.
Well, that's happening every day. Yeah. Someone I killed one, I could kill either. Yeah. So I got more time for killing.
Yeah. I think if I was to tell you some good history that was all happy, happy, joy, joy, I don't think you'd be interested in
go
it.
Go on.
I don't know much, but maybe that'll be in the next podcast. Well, it can't be the next podcast because I'm doing something completely different, but. Which was the question, Darren? I'm not sure whether Ryan's answered.
I'll go with the Napoleonic Wars as well, just so I can use a musket.
Is that what you want to do? Use a musket?
Yeah. I'd rather fight in the medieval Roman battle.
Colour me stunned, Phil. Colour me stunned.
No, the reason for this is...
So we can watch up close and personal as he eviscerates someone.
There's that. I can imagine it'd be extremely painful getting hit by a musket.
Oh yeah, and getting stabbed with a sword will be a cakewalk.
No, that's painful. Plus you've got cannons blow your legs up and whatnot.
Yeah.
Well, none of them are nice, but, you know. Okay, you're living in the French Revolution during that time. You're living in Paris.
Okay.
Would you rather stay in a city that is going to complete mayhem?
Okay.
Everybody's fighting each other. Or would you just... move to another country, just get out of France.
Seems like a pretty easy one.
What would you? Or would you rather? Or would you rather join in the revolution?
So you're trying to say, would we fight our flight? Basically, yeah, that's what you're trying to say.
I'm out of there. I'll be on the nearest horse, straight to the beach somewhere.
Yeah, it's an obvious one that I'd rather flee. You're going to say you'd rather fight, aren't you? Don't you be out there straight
away. I'll
have
to think I would, but I probably wouldn't.
No.
You got somebody go right in your heart, and you go, I instantly regret this decision.
I would like to think I would fight for my country.
You'd be out straight away, don't you?
You'd be out quicker than me, and I'd be out quick.
I think I probably would actually, but I think I would feel guilty about it.
All right.
Every man for himself, though. You know that rule.
Yeah, true. Another grim one for you.
Okay.
Would you rather spend the rest of your life in a French prison during the 18th century, or would you rather go to the guillotine?
What was life like in prison in the French during the French Revolution?
It's quite a dungeon. When you think about, like, you see my films like Robin Hood and shit like that.
Are they torturing there?
No, they don't torture you. You're just stuck in a dingy dungeon with that only one window, which views out to pretty much just a courtyard.
That's not too bad. It doesn't sound too bad, like, for my crime that I've obviously committed for being in there.
Yeah. You don't get much food as well, so you'll be starving.
I suppose. The guillotine are terrifying.
And you'd be living, you'd be sharing a dungeon with a couple of more people. I don't know how many, because I didn't do too much research.
Could it be one with as good a hygiene as yourself, Darren?
Yes.
Oh, that changes everything.
I've got good hygiene.
No. I don't know, I'm kidding. Have you had a bath this morning?
Not yet. I'm going to have one after this.
Right, okay. I'd pick living in a cell in the French Revolution rather than hit the guillotine. Definitely.
I'd take the guillotine.
Would you?
Mm.
Yeah?
You want to spend a lot? No. You just close your eyes, think of something else, and it'll be over painlessly.
Oh, it scares me.
You can't even see it coming.
I know.
You have to get right on that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's terrifying, man.
It is terrifying, but I think it's better than spending your entire life in a dungeon.
Mm.
You used to chained say, up, manacled to the wall, shit yourself every day.
You have a window.
All right. destination.
Watch the birds go by. A little cloudier in there. No, I definitely not. I don't want to go to the guillotine. It scares me.
Really?
Yeah, I'd rather have my head clean on my shoulders. If that's okay.
Such a you'd rather live a life of pain and misery than just have it over with.
I suppose. I don't know. None of which are very appealing. But
well, no. I'm not going to leave this podcast and go and guillotine myself. I'm that excited. But
we might do after this one. It's very marked.
Maybe. Yeah. Head first.
It's kind of hard to find a guillotine around Northern England.
You could just make one.
I've got one in my garage.
Oh, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Is it near the TIE fighter or whatever it was? X-Ring.
You got a TIE fighter?
X-Ring. No, that's behind the garage.
You must have a big garden to have big garage to hide all these.
Well, if I rummage free in this garage, see what else is.
Maybe.
Could be the Holy Grail in there, Darren, or
could be. Could be. He's just been drinking out of it all this time. Just on morning tea.
Thank God.
Number 8. Would you rather be in the army or the navy in the Napoleonic War, Ryan?
I imagine they're both pretty crap, but I'll go for the navy, just so I can be on a boat.
You've already answered this, really, haven't you?
Yeah, I was trying to think, navy, what are they now? And I was like, oh yeah, they're in the sea. Yeah, I'm not very sort of militant, maybe. I don't know anything. I'm not very street.
You don't have to be militant, you know, the navy's boats.
I just think, like, the marines are usually the boat as well, aren't they?
Yeah, and that makes sense,
because the marine, but navy, that's a... To me, it's a colour.
Yeah, but naval.
Oh, yeah, I get you. Yeah.
This is a man who's been on about 24 cruises in his life.
I'm 41, no, I'm not 21.
And yet he doesn't know what the Navy means.
Yeah. No, I did. I would just have to refresh my mind. I'd pick the Navy, definitely. Get some nice sea and get a tan. See all the nice whales and dolphins and go,
hello, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Number 9, this one's more of a cheerful one.
Yeah, I bet.
Actually, it's a cheerful one. Would you rather drive around in the first ever car, or would you rather fly in the first ever flight balloon? If you're wondering what's this got to do with the French Revolution and Napoleon,
right.
The first ever balloon was launched in 1783. That's not so long since. Not so long right. Before.
Wake up.
The revolution, and it was in Paris.
Did it? Did the first balloon crash and die?
No, I think it was successful.
Yeah, I'd go for that.
Yeah, I'm in the balloon as well.
Balloon.
The first car would have been boring, dead slow. No.
Noisy.
Yeah, rickety. Mm. No comfortable seats.
Yeah. Wooden wheels.
Wooden wheels. Square wheels.
Square wheels, yeah. Yeah, balloon. Balloon me up now.
I'm in agreement with both of you on that.
Hey.
Yeah, never been in a hot air balloon, but better than the first ever car. Number 10, would you rather eat frog legs or snails?
Ooh.
It's an easy one, this one.
Do you reckon it is?
Yeah, definitely.
Frog's legs are meant to taste like chicken, aren't they? Whereas snails, a bit slimy, aren't they? Frog's legs, yeah.
100% frog's legs, 100%. I'm not eating a snail for all the tea in China.
Mm.
I agree. I would not eat all the snails for the tea in China.
Would you?
No.
Yeah. But you like frog legs?
Never tried them, to be honest with you, but...
I've never tried frog's legs.
I'm not quite sure I'd enjoy the frog's legs, but I know for a fact I would enjoy the frog's legs much more than the snails.
Yeah.
Sort of a weirdo eats snails.
I've tried snail. I don't like it. It's very weird.
It's like a snot blob.
Do the French actually eat them, or is it just like a stereotype?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They're the ones that made it up, like... But obviously,
it must have come from somewhere. It's like the British have bad teeth. That's come from somewhere. Yeah,
the French are known to have made the dish for snails and frogs legs.
Very garlicky, usually. Like a garlicky and butter sauce.
So you just have a special plate that has holes in it, and you put garlic in it and pop the snail in. It's like a little round ping pong ball. No, like a ping pong ball. Like the snail.
It's not that big.
Oh, they like that. Yeah, when they curled it. And
not the size of a ping pong
ball. They just curl them up and just like.
Yeah, they just curl them up and shove them in.
Really?
It's weird.
Okay. Still don't want to try one, but fair enough. Fair enough. Okay, that ends Roger Ravers. I go on to Careless Bat or Careless Fiction.
Okay.
For the first one, if Napoleon Bonaparte was born a week early, he would not have been French but Italian. Phil, what do you think about that?
I'm going to say that's fact. I reckon it's fact. Maybe they were moving around at that time. Ooh, let's emigrate to France. But yeah, I'm going to say fact.
Interesting theory.
I'm going to go for fact, only for the simple reason that I don't think Darren would have come up with that question if it wasn't true.
Do you reckon?
I can't.
I just don't think you would have.
Fair days.
I think it's too intricate of a trick.
You both actually got it right. Woo-hoo. It was true, but not for the reason you said.
Oh.
You lived in the island of Corsica.
Okay.
Which, I don't know if you've ever been there.
Yeah.
But it was once a part of Italy, but the French took it over just a week before Napoleon was born, which makes Napoleon French, because it became part of France.
I get you. So it wasn't for the reason that I said it.
What's for the reason not. I said, though?
Yeah. Ryan was more right than me.
I guess, in a way. Okay, next one. When Marie Antoinette was told the French people didn't have bread to eat, she famously said, let them eat cake. Ryan.
I'm going to go with fact.
I'm going to say fiction. I'm pretty sure it was sort of a misconception that she didn't actually say, let them eat cake. I don't know where I've heard it from. I've heard it from something. But I don't think she actually said, let them eat cake.
You're dead right.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Phil was right on that. She didn't actually... There's no historical evidence that she actually said it. It was published in a book in 1843, but there's no actual proof that she said it. So,
I've got a video recording.
Yeah, but Ryan has a video recording of it.
It's in my garage.
Is it old black and white and grainy footage?
4K.
Really? Not from all the way back then? Okay. Napoleon lost a game of chess to a chess playing machine, like a kind of robot thing.
You know, although you think, there were no proper machines that could play chess back then, I'm pretty sure there is something that I've seen. I'm going to say that's fact.
Ryan, what do you think?
There's very few machines out there currently now that are beating people at chess.
Yeah, true.
I don't even know if he's supposed to be good at chess or not. Depends, I suppose.
He was a general, wasn't he? Most generals are good at chess.
I'm just going to take a gamble and go for fiction.
Ooh.
Phil, you're right, but I kind of did trick you in that. Yeah, everyone back then did believe it was a machine, like the first ever robot. It was called the Turk, by the way.
The Turk, yeah, that was
But there was a fella inside there who was controlling it. So,
actually, it's not true. You can't possibly have a point for that. You didn't say, did people back then believe that Napoleon got beat by a machine? You said... did he get beat by a machine? And he didn't. That's not what you asked. You asked, did he get beat by a machine?
I still say that is fact.
So we'll both have a point on that.
Oh, no, you don't get a point for that. Okay. 100% not true. By Darren's own admission.
Do you get a point for it?
Of course.
That's not fair.
But it's the answer.
Okay, fine. Whatever, too well.
Okay, number four. Napoleon's penis is in New Jersey, United States. Right.
Fact.
Oh, sounds a bit uncanny, doesn't it? Has he done many fictions? Is that what question we have now?
Four.
No, he's not had any fictions yet, right?
Number two was fiction.
Oh, is it? Could be going fact fiction.
Could be doing a lot of things.
I'm going to say fiction.
Pretty fiction?
Yeah.
It is actually fact.
Oh.
It was taken by the guy who was doing his autopsy and stuff to actually quite upsell it to people because he was a big celebrity back then. And which is a bit weird. I don't know why you would want buy severed penis. But...
Would you buy Justin Bieber's penis?
Has he got one?
Not sure.
I think you would definitely buy that. Yeah. Random rubbish penis. You buy.
Yeah. Justin Bieber's penis would be...
I wonder, do they come with a certificate of authenticity?
With like the guy... Yeah, probably would buy it. Yeah, it'd be a nice little, you know.
Memento.
Phil, what's this? Oh, you never guess what that is. Oh, what is it?
Where would you store it?
I put it on a frame in the wall.
Did it rot away?
Yeah, that's a good point, though, Darren. How is this sort of
maybe
preserved?
It's in like a bottle of formaldehyde.
Formaldehyde, yeah. Or vinegar. Okay, a pickled penis.
Okay, it's something like that. Obviously, I've not seen it myself.
Darren watches it every day. It's got a like a quad time cell.
Yeah.
24-hour video of it.
You got a point for that, didn't
you? Yeah, anyway, it just made its way to America, as things usually do.
Next one's fiction, right? I've got him on there.
Okay.
Sure.
Definitely.
I know your patterns don't. Never do anything.
Five. The Three Musketeers was written as a propaganda piece to support the king during the revolution. So...
I'm going to go with fiction, Darren. It's fiction.
I'm going to go with fact.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, no. Has he just swapped questions?
No, you're right, Phil. It was written in 1844, long after all the troubles.
Right.
Yeah, so...
Okay.
France, the country, was broke after supporting America during American independence. Ryan.
They did support them a lot. I know that. I don't know if they were broke because of it. They sent them the Statue of Liberty afterwards, didn't they? Long afterwards.
Is that the one that...
No, it was years later. That was at the late end of 1800s.
I'm going to go for 1880s.
Fact. Yeah, I'm pretty sure didn't they kill the king because the country was in dire need of financial help and it was sort of his decision to... rectify that, but he never did. So I'm going to go with fact as well.
You're both right. It was a fact.
Am I more right than right then?
The question's fact or fiction.
So... he's more right than you.
You can't be more right than a fact or fiction, can you?
It's you got either Statue of Liberty wrong as well. The Statue of Liberty was 1880.
Literally nobody cares what year it was. Not even the people who live in New York.
Some people do.
Really? Name one person.
Me. Okay, the next one, number seven, Napoleon sold Louisiana, the state of America, to the Americans for $15
million. $15 million?
Yeah. It's a lot back then.
It's a lot back then, yeah. I'm going to say fiction.
Bye.
I don't know something about that. Oh, I don't really know. I'm going to go with fiction, but it's...
You're both wrong, it is a fact. He needed the money for the war. Right. So he ended up selling it. And he didn't want the British to take it over.
Which
they martyred him because there was a war of 1812. Yeah. They fought the Americans.
Right. Okay.
Number eight. Napoleon was smaller than most Frenchmen of his time. Right.
I knew he was quite short, but I don't know in relation to other Frenchmen. I don't think French are well known for being super tall, are they?
Well, they're just the same size of British, aren't they? They're not that different.
Mm-hmm. How do you know?
Well, could you tell if a Frenchman just walked?
We're not talking about now, though, are we? Yeah. And why would he be walking two stories up across the window?
He's got hover boots.
I think the average height of a French person is definitely shorter than the average height of an Englishman.
Fan, whatever. Well, the question still remains, was he smaller?
I don't know if he would have been shorter than average, so... No, I'll go for fact. He's well known for being short, isn't he? Napoleon complex is what they call short people, isn't it?
I'm going to say... Did you say fact? I'm going to say fact.
It is fiction.
Oh.
He was just average art.
Right.
The reason why he's called short, because his elite guards, the guards were always with him. He chose the tallest people in his army to be his guards.
So it made him look
smaller. Mm-hmm. And the British propaganda cartoons used to portray him as really short, like being stood on by
people. Like, so that people didn't fear him as much?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, okay.
And Marie Antoinette's last word was, "Pardon me, sir, I did not mean to do it," after standing on the executioner's foot. Right.
Fact.
We go with fiction.
It's fact.
Oh, no. Shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Last one, number 10. All of Les Miserables is set during the French Revolution. Have you seen the film or seen the play?
I'm not seeing it, but I know of it. I'm trying to think of like the sets that are on there. I'm going to say that's fact.
I'm going to go with fact. I've never seen it, but Phil knows his stuff.
Fiction. Obviously only not. The beginning, the storming of the Bastille, is actually the French Revolution. The rest of it is set in 1832.
Right, okay.
So, yeah.
Ryan got it. He wins. Although it's not a competition.
Ryan wins by five. So we're going to
Area 52,
which I'm not going to call it Area 52. This town is a secret place within Paris in the French catacombs.
Yeah.
There's a dark hole where the government put all their hates, dislikes, so mainly us. So, Bill, what would you put in this black hole?
Is it a black hole? Yeah. No, it's like a little dark corner in the catacombs.
It's like a coffin. You open it up.
Oh, yeah.
It's got an endless bottomless pit that you can throw stuff in.
Okay. I'm gonna.
But don't jump in, Phil. You can't get out. It's bottomless.
Yeah, that's right. You just fall.
No ladders. Like on Simpsons.
Yeah.
Like Daryl. No, not Daryl Strawberry. He falls down the.
Yeah, what's his name?
Like a baseball player, isn't it? I can't remember his name.
Can't remember. It's funny though.
I don't watch baseball.
It's on Simpsons, you plonker.
I know, but I've not seen that episode that much to actually know all the names.
I am going to throw in today, Darren. It's people. It's actually an in particular person. But
just one is it
person?
People who keep on saying things I can't pronounce?
No, that might be next week. No, it's people. Right, I'm going to tell you a little story of this one. It's people.
Story time with Phil.
Story time, right. I want to throw in people who say that something is expensive, but then go and buy something completely ridiculous that I would deem to be expensive.
Me.
Let me tell you a story. I was in Tesco the other day with Darren. We went to the cafe and everything.
Was it nice? You have nice food?
I enjoyed it, yeah. What did Darren you get? Enjoyed it. I got a veggie burger with chips. Veggie burger.
What did you have, Darren?
I had...
I'll tell you what he had.
Bean.
Phil knows. Go on.
He had a
tell
full,
me what he had.
He had a full English breakfast.
Ooh, what did I say?
With a bottle of Coke.
Ooh.
A bottle, right?
It must be like £7, that.
It was exactly £7. Well done, Ryan. It was like £6.95.
I get one bean off my total there for that. That was good, that.
No, it was good,
£7.
Yeah. And I didn't know he'd ordered this. I'd already ordered and sat down. And he came over and he went, "Woman, Alice, dear this, innit?" I was like, "Why, how much was it?" He went, "It's £7 for that." And I was like, "Darren, that's really cheap. Mine was £6 and I got a crappy drink." He was like, "Oh, it's dear that. It's really dear, £7. I was like, "Dude, you got a full English breakfast." Followed by a bottle of Coca-Cola, which is
a bottle
like
of Coke on its own, £1.25.
Exactly, it was a little bit more in a cafe because you're paying the sit-down price. So he ate it, he enjoyed it. £7 in my eyes was reasonable. Then 5 minutes later, we go for a walk around Tesco, and Darren buys two very small Kit Kat-sized protein bars for £2.50 each. And has no worry about buying those two bars for £5.
Like a double Kit Kat or a quadruple Kit Kat?
We're talking like
a regular Kit Kat.
No, they're bigger than a Kit Kat.
It wasn't, Darren.
They were. They were big.
All right. So it's a Mars bar, but not quite as thick.
Right.
So, yeah. And he paid £5. So he didn't want to pay £7 on a full English breakfast and a bottle of Coke.
How many sausages are in the English breakfast?
Only one. But he had bacon. Was there? Oh, there you go. There were tomatoes on bed, didn't he? A proper full English breakfast without the black pudding.
Hash brown?
No,
I didn't get hash brown.
No, he got chips.
Chips?
Chips! Yeah, I didn't add that. He had chips on the order as well. And it was still £7.
I mean, that's some bad chips. He put chips on.
I suppose. But he was so annoyed that he paid £7.
I was not annoyed. I just said, oh, a bit expensive this.
Yeah, but
that's how I said it. I went, well, a bit expensive.
But £5 on two protein bars, is it expensive, Derek?
Yeah, it is expensive, but I want to beef myself up so I want some protein.
I told you, you need to start eating mushrooms.
I know what you said, but I don't like mushrooms. I can't eat something I don't enjoy.
Anyway, it's not particularly aimed at Darren, but the people that
it
say...
It is aimed at me.
Pretty much only aimed at him.
No, there are a few people that go, oh, no, you know, can't afford this, it's too expensive. But then go, oh, I'll just buy an Xbox One. And you're like, huh? Yeah, so I would have thrown people.
Yeah, it annoys me as well. Oh, I'm with you, Phil.
You're
I'm
with me?
Yeah.
It's in, Darren.
No, I'm not with you. Oh, damn it. Not you.
Actually, £7 isn't expensive at all for a full English breakfast.
Not at all, no.
Where would you get a full English breakfast for less than £7?
With a bottle.
In Wetherspoons, it's like £9 for the large breakfast.
And homeless shelters. I don't think they do full
English. I said, Darren, you paid £5 for McDonald's. But he was like,
you don't pay £5 for McDonald's. You don't ever pay £5 for McDonald's.
Do you not?
No.
Are you sure it's not £4.95 and they're tricking you? And you think, oh, it's
well, good. It's funny you should say that, Phil.
Why?
Because moving into my item that I want to throw into Area 52, that transitions quite well.
Okay.
Mine is things that are priced for £1.99.
Yeah.
To try and trick you into thinking, oh, it's like £2 odd. Right, yeah. Really, it's £3. It's £2.99, it's £3.
£3,
but
yeah, yeah.
Even though I hate it, I sometimes get fooled, as I'm sure you two do. Mm. Get fooled into thinking, oh, it's just, you know, £2 odd.
Yeah.
But really, it's not.
Yeah.
And that's what annoys me. They're like the trickery.
Yeah.
The marketing gimmick, trying to con me out of my hard-earned cash.
I have to agree with that. I hate it as well.
So yeah. As well as that, like offers as well.
Yeah.
Like, buy two, get one for £2, or all that sort of nonsense.
So you're about retailers trying to trick
it. Retail trickery, marketing gimmicks.
Mm. I have never, ever been fooled by the £2.99. I always see it as £3. Or, you know, something for £199, I'll always see it as £200, always. But Annie, my girlfriend, never sees it. You know, she'll say, oh, it's only £40, but really it's £49.99. That's £10 difference. And I'll say to her, no, it's £50. And she'll go, no, it's not. It's only £40. I'm like, you're crazy. You fell for it. They've won. And it really annoys her when I say it. So, yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, our agreement on this one.
It is annoying.
I win.
You win.
Back to our fiction and Owen. Yeah.
Have you
52.
Have you not got my left feet down?
I thought the horse don't have one.
Yeah, true. Unless you...
I can put one if you really need me to.
Go on then.
Yeah, if you got something that really grounds you, yes.
Full English breakfast that costs £7.
Yeah, that's what it is.
High, overpriced breakfasts. That's what Darren's going to fit in.
People, if you make a big deal about me complaining about the price,
I've got to say, I'm with Darren on this, though. I don't think it's any of your business whether he thinks it's pricey or not. Although it would annoy me as well.
It just wasn't pricey.
No. I think, genuinely, you have a bit of a disconnect with what things actually cost in the real world.
I
think that would be fair, but ultimately it's not in my business.
You've got good jobs. I've only got a
you've got more money than me.
Yeah, you have got more money saved up than the rest of us.
Yeah, but I just saved that up from a large period of time of doing absolutely jack all.
Yeah.
Not going on holiday or anything.
Ryan, you know what time it is now. Ryan's super excited for this one, though.
Okay, yeah. Now it is a quiz, which Ryan is excited about.
Is it the Crazy Co-Host quiz, though?
Crazy Co-Host Chris!
Do we explain the rules?
Okay, the rules are, when you get a question wrong, then you have to get a bean.
Okay.
One bean. It could be a good flavour, or it could be a bad flavour. Good flavour like Tutti Frutti, or a bad flavour like...
Shit.
Skunk like, spray is some of the bad flavours. Skunk spray.
I was going to say rotten egg.
Moldy, you know, the moldy cheese. One. Grass. Moldy cheese.
Darren's under armpit.
So some of the good flavours are peach, lime.
Peach, quite nice.
Licorice.
Licorice isn't nice. That's one of the bad flavours in my opinion.
Yeah, it's still better than skunk spray.
No, I'd rather have that one.
No, I'd rather have licorice than skunk spray.
No. Okay, if you get one right, You can either get a pint.
Yeah.
Or you can get a bean taken out.
Oh my god.
And what if you lose?
If you lose, you get 3 additional beans.
Okay.
They could be good ones, so
it's risky. There's not a good selection of beans there, right? Either for...
No, there's not really. I don't really like the look of those.
We'll redo that later. I didn't have time.
So buzzers, Staren, we got the buzzers.
Yes, we have. We got buzzers.
This is mine.
Mine's is. Question 5. Yeah, question 1. During the Reign of Terror, shut up. Make me laugh.
Just sounds like casual. During the Reign of Terror.
During the Reign of Terror, how many people were executed for fear of being against the revolution? Was it 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, or 50,000? Phil?
I'm going to go with 40,000.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Right.
I'll take a point, obviously.
Lucky guess.
I could have a negative bean.
Was that a lucky guess?
Yeah, it was. It was just.
I don't know why I asked that. It's not.
It was the way you said 50,000. I was going to go for that, but the way you said it, I thought, I don't think you thought
it.
I don't know. You just said it differently. I don't know. I can't explain. It was just a little mental thing going on.
Okay.
So I'm going to take the point down 1-0.
Okay.
Damn.
Number 2. Who was the main influence of the Reign of Terror? Was it Napoleon Bonaparte, Maximilian Robespierre, Jean Paul Dumont, Pepe Le Pew?
I would like to start this by saying I don't even know what the Reign of Terror is.
It's basically, I just told you.
No, you didn't.
I did. I said it was when people were executed, taken to the guillotine for fear of being against the revolution.
Okay. I'm going to go for Maximilian. Number, was that the second one you said?
Yeah, that was.
That's what I'm going to go for.
It is right.
Well,
I'm going for 1 point.
Yeah. You don't want a negative bean?
No, I don't want a negative bean. We're on 1-1.
1-1.
What thing did Napoleon keep on his person at all time? Was it a bottle of poison, picture of his mother, toy horse? Right.
Picture of his mother?
No, sorry. Yeah. You get a bean. The one you let you pick from me, these beautiful varieties. Well, you picked a white one.
Come.
It could be comp flavour. Pastures.
Still 1-1, but Ryan's got a bean.
Do you know what? Shall I repeat the...
Well, it doesn't really matter, does it? Just tells the answer.
No, the answer was a bottle of poison.
Mm.
Which American city did the British burn in the war of 1812? Was it New York, Boston, Washington DC, or Chicago? Ryan.
Chicago?
Ooh, now I get another bean.
Oh, Darren, I don't know. I'm going to say Boston.
You're both wrong. Oh. You get a bean as well. It was Washington DC.
That could be a bugger.
Yeah. Ooh, a dirty yellow feather.
Right, well, 1-1, Darren. Ryan's got 2 beans and I've got 1 bean.
Yes, you have. What year did the French Revolution start? Was it 1787, 1788, 1789, or 1790?
Are we going to pass?
You both passed?
Yeah.
You both get a bean for that?
No, we don't.
You get a bean for passing.
No, you don't. You get a bean for getting it wrong. That's the beauty of this quiz.
Fine. It was 1789 and it ended in 1799. What year did the Napoleonic War start? 1800, 1801, 1802, or 1803? Phil.
1801.
No, nope, another bean. You're going to answer it, Ryan. Or pass.
1800, 1801, 1802, or 1803?
Mm-hmm.
You said 1801.
You did.
1803.
Yeah, you're right. It is 1803.
I'll take a point.
I was going to say that.
How many points was it, man?
So it's 2-1 to me.
And where's the point war ended in
1815. Right, we're good. There's some beans to me.
What country did Marie Antoinette come from? Was it Spain, Austria, Prussia, or Russia? Bill?
I'm going to say Prussia.
Nope.
Oh.
I thought, is he done it again? Or is he tricking you? Or does he not even know he's done it? Marie Antoinette.
It says French,
doesn't Marie Antoinette.
She was the Queen of France, even though she wasn't born in France.
Can you repeat the answers again for me, please, Darren?
I can. Spain, Austria, Prussia, or Russia?
Marie Antoinette. It just doesn't sound very... of any of them, really. But I'm going to go for...
You don't have to answer.
I know I don't have to answer, but I'm going to go for... It's going to make me not answer. I'm going to risk it. And I'm going to go for Austria.
You're right. It is Austria.
You ended up to be...
No,
I'm going to go for another point.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. What's that? 3-1.
3-1, Phil. You're not doing good. Next one. What mistake did Napoleon and Hitler make? Both made the same mistake. What was it? Right.
Invading Russia.
Yes, another point. Oh, I can talk to Bean.
So you go for another point.
Another point? I can't stay.
That's 4-1.
You've been doing your research,
haven't
you?
I've not.
Or did you know that?
I just knew that. It went in on elephants, didn't it? It was really cold. Or they had elephants with them.
Hitler? Or Napoleon? No.
Napoleon. Oh, right. Yeah, they had an army of elephants.
I don't think
they did have elephants with them.
I think you're thinking of Hannibal.
No, definitely Napoleon.
The French royal family did not live in Paris until 1795, but which town or city did they actually live in? Calais, Nice, Cannes, or Versailles?
Versailles.
You're right, no one. Did Dr. Bean, another point?
So that was question 7.
Yeah, we're close to the end now.
I can still draw. I'm going to go for secure my victory. I'll have one more point.
Actually, this is the second one to the last, so I don't have time.
You don't have time? Oh, right, then I'll take a beaner.
Last question. What year was the king's execution? Was it 1793? 1794, 1795, or 1796.
I don't even want to risk it. I want to pass. Was that the last question? No, I'm going to pass. I don't even want to risk that.
What about you, Ryan?
Oh, what do you think I'm going to do, Darren? I guess. I'm going to pass.
What was the answer?
1793.
There you go, Phil.
Yeah. Oh, so the winner is Ryan.
4-1. That's a demolish.
All one,
that's
Phil.
That's a demolition job, that, Darren, isn't
that
it?
That is.
It's not good, this is
you it. Should be embarrassed by a lot. Are you embarrassed?
Bit. Yeah, a bit. What's the white one? Derby white.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have to eat it and find out. Go on, you may as well go first, Ryan, seeing as you only got one.
That's a month.
We'll see. It's, even if it's the nice flavour, I actually don't like coconut.
Is it coconut? Coconut's not bad, I don't think.
Going for it? No.
Fill her up.
I'm just filling up the water.
That sounds probably making you want to pee.
Oh, I really thought I was
going to
win this
one. You got two blue
ones
there. The blue ones are not too bad.
Yeah, that's why I picked them. First come, first serve, don't
I? I know, I should have picked them out for you.
All right. I'll do that next time, maybe.
Yeah.
Here we go. These are not too bad, actually. In fact, okay, I should probably
blue one.
Mix it up to change the taste.
Okay, no, it's not a blue one. It is a...
I think this is bugger or lime. No, it's not bugger or lime. It's bugger or something else.
Do you ever eat your buggers, Phil?
Yeah, they're alright. I don't bet someone
else's. I've got a bit stuck.
Right, here we go. It was a bugger.
You know, you eat more. You're more louder eating the things you don't like than you.
Yeah, I know, I am. I'm terrified of these.
This one's cool.
Right, this is an orange one. What flavour is it?
I think it's vomit.
Vomit flavour. Nice.
That is a horrible one.
Strategically, you should have a blue one there, because even if it's the bad one, it's mint.
Oh, toothpaste. Oh, man, I nearly went then.
You should save the white one to last, because even if it's the bad one, it's not that bad.
What's green?
Grass.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Okay, here we go.
Lime, I think, is the good one for that.
Oh, it's crap.
He's having a whole bad again.
Well, it's not too bad.
You don't have much luck with these beans, do you?
Them orange ones are going in Area 52 next week. I'm telling you now.
I love this.
I'm going to go for this one, and then I can end with a nice minty fresh breath. Yeah. Because it will be toothpaste. This is the bad ones. Oh, isn't it? Baby wipe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be. Maybe we'll have some test notes.
Oh my god.
I think it wasn't the good one. Come on, fellas, just one more.
Baby wipes isn't that bad.
It's bad, dude. It's horrible. Alright, toothpaste. What's toothpaste?
Blueberry.
Blueberry.
Oh, yeah, is that what it is? Yeah.
Oh,
man.
What a wonderful end to the episode, guys. A wonderful end to the episode.
Yeah, it's always fun to see
Phil in pain. Yeah, I agree with Darren. High five, Darren.
They're horrible. Can't believe you're saying high
five. We didn't even actually
touch. Oh, man, that was a
high finger.
It was just a one. High one.
All right, Ryan, you're the host next week. Have you got something special
for us? I have a very, very special one planned, yeah. Okay. So I think it's going
to
be fun. Especially for people our age, maybe, which is like late 20s, mid-20s.
Very late 20s.
Mid to late
20s. Side of 20.
Yeah. Mid to late 20s, yeah. Pushing 30, yeah. I think it'll be quite fun. Bit of a throwback to your youth, maybe. Who knows? Yeah. I'm not going to release the full topic just yet. Possibly I'll be mixing it up a little bit.
Okay.
Definitely be fun.
You're going to make the quiz
intriguing.
A little bit easier this time.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say this at the start of the quiz, but I forgot. So I will say it now. I want to officially apologise to all of our listeners. My quiz the other week was maybe a little bit too numerically oriented. It was quite difficult to buzz in. Although, today was very difficult to buzz in. You either know it or you don't know it. Yeah. But, nevertheless, mine was tricky, even if you maybe sort of knew it, because they were all so similar. So, we want to apologise, guys. Although it was incredibly fun watching Phil eat the beans, I've got to say. It was maybe a little bit challenging. So the next one will hopefully be a little bit easier. But not too easy, because we do want some beans to be at. Also, though, to note, my win today is the highest win margin that we've ever had here at Curls Minds.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you just saying that? I would you know? Do you keep me listening to him? Or?
Yeah, I've got all the scores there. Up here.
Up here. And he's nagging.
I don't care enough to actually keep them all there, so.
But Ryan does.
Well, all there is to say now is au revoir.
Au revoir. Arrivederci.
See you next week.
Ciao.
Peace out.
Peace.
Sayonara.
Adios.
Hasta la vista.